see whatever they want to see. Let your mind think whatever it wants to think. Let your lungs breathe in their own rhythm. Do not expect any special result, for in this wordless and idealless state, where can there be past or future, and where any notion of purpose? Unquote. Just stop and look, and just listen right now before you even go on listening. Get in the perfect goodness of the Tao right now, in your business, in your relationships, in your career, in your everything. Stop, listen for your passion, and then allow yourself to be taken by the ceaseless tide of all creation, which continues in spite of your ego's opinions. Here's what Lao Tzu seems to be saying to you, through me, about implementing the ideas of this 32nd verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, he seems to be saying, pay attention to the flow of your life. Remind yourself that you don't have to be in charge, that in fact it's impossible for you to be in charge. The nameless force, which Lao Tzu calls the Tao, moves everything. So your continual argument with it only causes dissatisfaction. Each day, practice letting go and seeing where you're directed. Take note of who shows up and when. Observe the strange coincidences that seem to collaborate with fate and in some way steer you in a new direction. Keep track of situations that occur spontaneously or out of the realm of your control. And second, look for a new joyous feeling within you. As you move in the direction of loosening the leash, so to speak, you'll become keenly aware of the exhilaration of the Tao flowing through you. Begin to see what passions are stirred up as you allow the ride to be directed by your source rather than ego. These joyous feelings are clues that you're beginning to harmonize with what Lao Tzu calls your own goodness. Your enthusiastic inner receptivity is your reminder that all is perfect, so trust that energy. Do the Tao now. Pick a time today, perhaps between noon and four, to consciously free your mind from attempting to control the events of your life. Go for a walk and simply let yourself be carried along. Let your feet go where they will. Observe everything in your line of vision. Notice your breath, the sounds you hear, the wind, the cloud formations, the humidity, the temperature, everything. Simply let yourself be immersed and transported, and notice how it feels to just go with the flow. Now decide to let freedom be your guide. Realize that traffic, the people in your life, the stock exchange, the weather, the tides, all of it is taking place at its own pace, in its own way. You can move with the eternal perfect Tao as well. Just be it. Be it now. The 33rd verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, one who understands others has knowledge. One who understands himself has wisdom. Mastering others requires force. Mastering the self needs strength. If you realize that you have enough, you are truly rich. One who gives himself to his position surely lives long. One who gives himself to the Tao surely lives forever. Unquote. Living self-mastery. In our contemporary world, an educated person is generally thought of as someone with several diplomas who's in a position to intelligently discuss all manner of topics, particularly in the academic field. In addition to amassing scholastic credits, highly learned people often understand and reach out to help others. In fact, they seem to possess the ability to effectively read other people. These individuals' power and status tend to increase in proportion to the number of men and women they oversee, such as with the president of a university, a CEO of a business, or a general of an army. In this 33rd verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu is asking you to change the way you look at these twin ideas of knowledge and power. You're invited to evaluate your level of self-mastery by turning your gaze inward and seeing the world and your place in it in a new light. A Tao-oriented life focuses on understanding yourself rather than on the thinking and behaviors of others. You shift from the acquisition of information and the pursuit of status symbols to understanding and mastering yourself in any and all situations. Power over others is replaced with an inner strength that empowers you to behave from a wisdom that is inherently the Tao. As you modify your thinking, your world will undergo pleasantly dramatic changes. For example, as you realize that you are responsible for your reactions in any given moment, others will cease to have any power or control over you. Rather than worrying, why is that person behaving that way and making me feel so upset, you can see the situation as an invitation to explore yourself from a new attitude of total self-mastery. Your inward exploration allows you to permit the flow of inner responses, examining them with tolerance directed toward yourself. By seeking your stream of thoughts and simply going with them, the conduct of that other person instantly loses its potency. You begin seeing your world suffused with the harmony of the Tao eternally and internally flowing through you. In any situation, whether it be under the heading of family, work, or social, or even just seeing the atrocities reported on the evening news, you'll become aware that there's no they who have power over you. By refusing to turn the controls of your existence over to anyone or any set of circumstances, you're exercising personal strength instead of force. You are indeed experiencing self-mastery, and this new state of internal control has come about because you've elected to live in accordance with the Tao. You don't need the approval of others or another possession in order to be happy. You must merely understand yourself as a divine piece of the eternal Tao, always connected to that infinite essence. Lao Tzu equates the ability to look within for the source of enlightenment and strength with eternal life. He reminds you that while externals such as knowledge and the power over others may provide a long life, shifting to being in charge of yourself offers imperishable wisdom and a ticket to immortality. Here's what this great master wants you to take from this verse of the Tao Te Ching and apply to your world. First, focus on understanding yourself instead of blaming others. Whenever you're anxious, in pain, or even mildly upset over the conduct of others, take the focus off of those you're holding responsible for your inner distress. Shift your mental energy to allowing yourself to be with whatever you're feeling. Let the Tao flow freely without blaming others for your feelings. And don't blame yourself either. Just allow the Tao to unfold. Tell yourself that no one has the power to make you uneasy without your consent, and that you're unwilling to grant that authority to this person right now. But you are willing to freely experience your emotions without calling them wrong or needing to chase them away. Flow in the Tao now.